At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. This is the podcast that hears from the absolute best experts on beauty, makeup, and well-being. And as you'll know from last time, we're spending a few episodes focusing on wedding beauty. It's the biggest and most special day of your life, so we are here to help you look and feel your absolute best. Today's guest comes with a bumper crop of brilliant tips.
Hi guys, my name is Lisa Potter Dixon and I'm a makeup artist and author.
Lisa Potter Dixon is an old friend of mine who I am forever going to for beauty advice. So naturally, I had to get her on the podcast. If you're thinking of going extra on your big day, you'll need to go a long way to beat Lisa. Coming up, how she successfully campaigned to get Craig David to perform at her evening do and how she individually applied 800 Swarovski crystals to her finger and toenails.
We decided we'd definitely have enough time on the day to stick all the crystals on. I was 45 minutes late to the wedding because of my but it was worth
Stop.
It. No,
it was worth
honestly.
It. And as if that wasn't enough sparkle, there's more.
Add glitter for the evening. Your wedding is a party, it's a celebration. The evening is always the party section. So add a little bit of extra sparkle and colour to your makeup.
And here's another gem. Schedule and ring-fence time ahead of the wedding to get treatments done and treat it as a priority.
It's really easy to forget about yourself in the run-up to your wedding. You're worrying about so much stuff. I put in a day, so not the day before my wedding, the day before that, so 2 days before my wedding, a whole day to go and get stuff done. And I was so pleased.
You can enjoy it as well. You can make a proper day of it.
Exactly. Just give your other half the list of things to do on that day and hope for the best.
So let's get into the chat. Well, hello, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm good, Joels. How are you?
I'm good. Very good for seeing/hearing you.
Same.
Very excited to hear about all of your bridal beauty advice today as well. I'm sure that you have tons.
I do. I mean, I love a good wedding. I've only had one myself, but I've been to 41. 41
no,
weddings.
No, you've not.
No, I have. 41.
41 weddings.
Yeah.
Oh, Lise. That just shows how many friends you've got.
That's true, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, but before we start talking about your advice, let's talk about your wedding day in general. So, like, when was it? How did you celebrate? What did you wear? We've got to talk about that.
Okay, so it was 9 years ago. So 2012, that's it, August the 18th. I'm married to Theo. We've been together for 17 years. I had to wait 8 years until he proposed, so that was, you know, quite a wait. It was in my dad's back garden in Ely, which is near Cambridge, and it was amazing. It was the hottest day of the year, boiling, and it went on till six or seven o'clock in the morning because we had a camping village. We had like three different DJs. We had Craig David. That's another story.
Okay, wait. I obviously know the Craig David story, but you have to tell the story. You had Craig David perform at your wedding.
I know. When you say it now, it's kind of so surreal, but when Theo and I first met, we went on a date, our first ever date, and we both were talking about how much we love music and we're listing our favourite artists. One of them happened to be Craig David. And then and there we said, well, if we ever get married, first date, don't forget, we'll get Craig David to our wedding. Fast forward 8 years, Theo proposed and I said, well, come on then, let's get Craig D. And there was no social media really apart from Twitter and Facebook. So we started a Twitter campaign called, get ready for it, it's catchy, # get Craig David to our wedding. And then it just went viral. It was crazy. And one day he tweeted us back and was like, I'm coming. And he was in Miami at the time, but he flew over. He didn't charge us anything. He stayed, he performed for hours. Best day ever.
Literally insane. I just absolutely love that story. And if it was going to happen to anyone, Lise, it would happen to you.
Well, it's the 10-year wedding anniversary next year, Jules. Don't forget. So we need to get him back for that, I think.
Oh, 100%. Got to get the Craig Dover classics for sure.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, now how about your bridal beauty style? So in general, I am sure that you went all out with the treatments, am I right?
Yeah, do you know, it was kind of one of those things that I was like, what should I have, what shouldn't I have? So I spoke to a lot of my friends who are experts. Obviously, we have a lot of friends that are experts, luckily, in the industry when it comes to dermatologists, etc. So for me, I started to have facials about 6 months before, and I had one every 6 weeks coming up to the wedding. And I think that's really important. I mean, you and I both know, Joel, that facials are amazing, but they can bring out blemishes, or you know, they can make you slightly red, which is all a good thing, but it's not a good thing if you have it the day before your wedding. So the run-up was really important. Spray tans, I loved the spray tan before the wedding. You had one as well, didn't you?
I actually had a real tan, but I know
I was like, what?
I know. Well, yeah, this is when we, back in the day when we used to leave England, we had quite a good base tan. Obviously now I would be getting 3 spray tans before getting married, but you all about the spray tan?
Do you know, I was for the wedding, and I'm not a spray tanner in general, but you know, from makeup, being a makeup artist, I understood that having that kind of slightly even, it wasn't even necessarily about the color, it was about evening out the skin tone on the entire body. Having that in your wedding pictures or your video, particularly when you're wearing more than likely some sort of white dress, it just makes such a difference. So yeah, but I made sure I had one for my hen party to test it out beforehand, which I think is a really good tip and another great excuse to have a nice tan. But never do any kind of treatments directly before your wedding, you know?
Yeah, always have a road test.
Yes,
for sure. Okay, so we're going to jump in with your 5 best pieces of bridal beauty advice, and obviously we need to start with makeup. Now, this is no doubt a hard one as such an amazing makeup artist, but if you had to choose your number one piece of bridal makeup advice, what would it be?
Oh, God. Okay, just one. Well, I'm going to do one, but it's really going to be 3 combined.
Can I get away with it? Yeah, you can get away.
Okay, so I would say don't do something different than you're used to. That is so important. There's so many people that message me and say, you know, should I be doing a heavier base? Should I be using different colours than I'm used to? No. First and foremost, this is your wedding day. You want to feel like yourself, like the best version of yourself. So if you're used to wearing a glowing base or a matte base, stick with that. If you are a red lipstick lover, don't be afraid to wear a red lipstick on your day. If you want it super glam because that's your style, go for it. You know, don't worry about what anyone says. Just do you. But what I will say is just remember that these photos you're going to look back at with joy, hopefully, for the rest of your life. So just do a look that you're happy with and you feel most beautiful with. That's my biggest bit of advice.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely a good one to start on. But you've told me there's 3 here.
Okay, so okay.
What else are we going on?
Add glitter for the evening.
I knew that was going to come in somewhere.
So like, add glitter.
Says the woman who has many, many disco balls in her house.
There you go. There's one right above me right now, which you guys can't see, but Jolie can. Glitter. Listen, your wedding is a party. It's a celebration. Now, you can wear glitter from the beginning if you want. 100%. I'm down for that. But if you want to change it up a little bit for the evening, there's 2 things you can do. And this is my number 2 and 3. Add a touch of glitter just to the center of your eye. You can just get your bridesmaid to hold it for you. It can be a pressed pigment glitter. There's so many out there. Charlotte Tilbury, Bodyography, MAC. There's so many amazing ones out there. Just in the center of the eye, a gold is a really easy option if you're unsure, because that suits all skin tones. And don't be afraid to add a bright lip. An orangey red, again, suits everyone if you're unsure. My favorite is by Lisa Eldridge. It's called Velvet Morning. Oh my God, how good is that one? But just do it. Again, this is your wedding day. The evening is always the party section. So add a little bit of extra sparkle and colour to your makeup at the time.
Also, I love that because you don't necessarily have to have a second dress. Just have a second makeup look and you've mixed it up.
right? I mean, I had sequin hot pants under my wedding dress and the skirt bit came off and there were sequin. If you want to go that far, you can.
Do a loose and wear sequin hot pants. Yeah. I mean, that's a tip on its own, Loose.
Isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You don't need something blue. Just get your something sparkly.
Yeah, 100%, 100% with you on that.
Okay, number two then, let's talk about skincare, which plays into makeup a lot as well. But what is your number one piece of skincare advice?
Prep your skin and don't forget your SPF. Now, prepping your skin is so important every single day, whatever day of the week it is, whether it's a special day or not. But on your wedding day, it is key because your makeup's probably going to be on for maybe 15, 16, 17 hours. If you don't prep your skincare correctly, your makeup can start to cake throughout the day. No one wants that. So make sure that you're doing your full routine because you will be in a rush. No matter how calm you are, you'll be in a rush. So, you know, double cleanse, chuck on a serum, put your moisturizer on, get a bit of lip balm on, eye cream, and don't forget your SPF. Now, the reason I say that is that we should be wearing SPF every single day, whatever the weather. But the majority of weddings take place in summer. You're going to be outside a lot of it. The last thing you want to do is wake up the next day with any kind of burn on your face. So SPF.
Definitely. And that is a very good point. But a lot of makeup artists say as well that they kind of, some avoid SPF because of flashback. Now, that's not something that I experience with the SPFs I choose. How do you go about choosing an SPF that doesn't give flashback in photos?
There's so many now. In fact, I would say that the majority don't over the ones that do. You know, you can never go wrong with like a La Roche-Posay, a SkinCeuticals, a Bondi Sands. All of them have a really, really great blending ability on the skin. So you don't get that kind of white cast to the skin whatsoever. The key I would say is, again, you're not going to buy the SPF on your wedding day. Buy it a couple of weeks before. Take lots of pictures outside, inside with the flash on, the flash off. See how your makeup looks. Test it. That's with everything for your wedding day. Test it. And then I would say, if you remember, you can even put it in the toilets at the wedding so that when you go to the loo, you remember to spray a bit of SPF on, because there's also so many great spray ones that you can use over the top of makeup too, to top up throughout the day, because obviously we should be doing that of our SPF every 4 to 5 hours. But if you don't remember that, just put it on at the beginning of the day.
Also, Liz, I'm here for this advice that you're not going to be shopping for skincare on your wedding day.
You're not.
So just putting the time in before to really test these things, even like when you were saying with the facials, doing it a long time before so you know how your skin reacts.
Yeah. How nice is that too, right? Like, put it into the budget. Because I think that, you know, we probably, everyone has a spreadsheet when it comes to their wedding. Mine was obviously color coordinated, but put it in the budget. This is a time to treat yourself. You're hopefully just going to get married once in your life. Why not add in that £100, £200, which is a lot of money, but you're saving for your wedding. So just put that into the budget too, so that you make sure you get that pamper you deserve. And as we're talking about skincare again, and, you know, I can just slide this. These in because it's you. Have a massage. Have a massage.
Great, like, idea.
2 days before, and your partner too. Have a massage because you might not realize how stressed you are. It's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a lot of work. So it probably hits you more at the end, like in that kind of few days before, and you like have had all that adrenaline, and you're like, actually, I've done a lot. I need to chill. But you kind of, that's a nice idea to kind of bring you back down into relax mode beforehand.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Lise, I'm here for this. Okay, well, we will be right back after this very quick aside.
At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
Okay, Lise, we are back and with your third piece of advice, and we're going to talk about nails. which is obviously a subject that is close to your heart. So tell me, what is your best piece of nail advice?
I mean, maybe don't do what I do and had over 800 Swarovski crystals on my nails.
No, you didn't have 800.
I honestly, there was literally, it was like,
how long did that take?
Well, this was the problem, right? They were on my toes and my hands. So Michael, who's done my nails for 11-12 years, he's an absolute, just the best. He did my nails beforehand, like all of the acrylic, and they were perfect. But we decided we'd definitely have enough time on the day to stick all the crystals on. I was 45 minutes late to the wedding because of my nails. But it was worth
it. Stop.
No, it was worth honestly, it was so worth it. But it was the hottest day of the year, right? So luckily we had like unlimited drinks. Everyone was happy. But Theo had to, you know Theo very well. He had to do a dance routine to everyone whilst they were waiting in boiling heat because I was late.
For 45 minutes. No, okay, so talk me through this. You had your acrylics on already, but you had the Diamantes applied on the day.
One by one.
And how long did that take?
Honestly, I have no idea. I'm going to say like 3 hours.
No, stop it.
No, we really thought it was going to be quick, but those little crystals are tricky little things. We kept going. And my dad was like, Lise, you do know that you're supposed to be getting married right now. But because it was in his back garden, there was not like a church or anything. So it wasn't a big rush. I was like, I've got to have perfect nails. I hadn't even done my makeup.
Stop it.
I did my makeup in 3 minutes and 45 seconds. My dad timed it.
No, you're joking.
No, yeah, I did. I did.
Okay, reverse. I know we've spoken about makeup already, but how long? 3 minutes?
3 minutes, 45 seconds. Yeah.
So it was don't believe you. Talk me through. What do you do in 3 minutes, 45 seconds?
I mean, you know, I do everything really quick anyway. I just, you know, I don't mess around. I honestly, I think it's because I've prepped my skin so well with the facials and stuff. So my skin was going to have a spray tan on, so I didn't need much foundation. I also had lash extensions, which was brilliant because they make such a difference. I didn't have to put mascara on. Then I used like one of the Charlotte Tilbury palettes on my eyes with a little bit of the shimmer. Didn't need mascara on the top lashes, so that just went on the bottom. Cream blush, spritz with some highlighter. And I think I put a lip tint on my lips, but, oh, and a bit of brow gel. That was it.
I need to see a video of your 3 minutes, 45 seconds makeup.
Yeah. I mean, I should recreate it. I don't think there's
you
an actual video.
You should do it and time yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. I will. And I can definitely do it. If I can do it on my wedding day, I can do it any day.
Yeah. Challenge accepted.
Done.
Okay, so talk me through your lashes as well, because I had lashes as well, and I think, like you say, you don't really need that much makeup because they really frame the face. Do you get lash extensions often?
No, that's the thing again. No, I don't. I'm very lucky to have quite thick lashes in a way, naturally. But for me, I thought, well, you know what? It really does open the eyes, and it makes such a difference, again, in pictures. As we've said multiple times through the podcast, you need to get things tested before. Again, the hen party is a perfect opportunity. And to make sure that if you are going to have lash extensions, you go to someone that you have been recommended or you've done your research. But also just to make sure you don't go crazy and go for the really super long ones, unless that's what you're used to. I went for kind of graduated ones, the same as what you kind of had, Joel's, like kind of graduated from the inner corner out to the edge with a flick at the edge, which is kind of the standard way of doing it. And then again, that just frames the eyes. What I would say your wedding's day is on a Saturday, have them no farther than the Thursday before, because if you have them too far in advance, you can get little gaps. So a couple of days before is perfect. And then it's great for the honeymoon as well if you go straight after.
Yeah. How long do yours tend to last you?
Probably about 2 weeks. I mean, you know, it depends how much I rub my eyes or...
Yeah. It depends how much glitter you put on them.
Honestly, it does. It does. Actually, glitter, when it sits on top of the false eyelashes, looks amazing. So the more the merrier.
Okay, we're here for this. So let's get on to treatments then with your fourth piece of advice. So treatments. I know we've spoken about fake tan. We've spoken about eyelashes. Did you have anything else? Did you have any facials or things like that? I know you mentioned them before. What did you go for?
Yeah, I had facials and also waxing. That was kind of the main things. So facial, I actually went to Elemis. They have like most facialists or salons have a wedding program. So you can actually say, right, this is my dilemmas. This is the type of skin that I'm aiming for, which obviously can sometimes be unrealistic, but that's fine. They'll do their best and they'll say, right, you need to do an 8-week program where you'll come in once every 2 weeks, or you just need to do 3 months coming in once every month, and they will plan it out for you. That's what they're great at. So I just wanted my skin to be really glowing. So that's what I went for. And that's what really they achieved. I was so pleased, and you know, it made such a treat. But when it comes to other treatments, like I mentioned, waxing, you know, head to toe from your brows as well. Your eyebrows are so important to go and see a brow expert, get them waxed or tinted. I mean, we both love an eyebrow tint. It makes such a difference. I mean, particularly if you, Joss, because where you're blonde, it makes such a difference. But again, go and have it weeks and weeks before. But just schedule all this in. Give yourself the time. As we mentioned earlier, it's really easy to forget about yourself in the run up to your wedding. You're worrying about so much stuff. I put in a day, so not the day before my wedding, the day before that. So 2 days before my wedding, a whole day to go and get stuff done. And I was so pleased.
You can enjoy it as well. You can make a proper day of it.
Exactly. Just give your other half the list of things to do on that day and hope for the best.
Also, Lise, I feel like we've spoken about a lot of things today that are kind of things to wear less makeup in a way. We've spoken about the spray tan. We've spoken about the lashes. We've spoken about getting your skin, you know, in a glowy place that you're happy with it. And all of these things, you kind of need less on the day. It won't take as long because you've put in this kind of foresight prep.
Yeah, definitely. And I actually think that that is going to make everything look better in the pictures. But again, it is less stressful too. Also, if you do love wearing lots of makeup, feel free to wear lots of makeup. That's just what my advice would be. And it also, it makes it last longer on the day if you're having to wear less.
Because you've not got multiple layers.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, whether it's hot or cold, it doesn't matter because we're so excited on our wedding day. You're nervous, you know. If it's your first wedding, you've never felt anything like that before, because it is quite overwhelming. So things like you will get a bit of high colour naturally in your cheeks. You know, you'll probably sweat a little bit more. You might get excess oil on your skin. So by prepping your skin, by not wearing too much makeup, it's just going to really all work better.
And have you got any other tips for making your makeup last longer as well? If we're partying with Craig David till 7 a.m, a la Lisa Potter Dixon, how can we make our 3 minutes, 45 second makeup last longer?
Setting spray. Really. Setting spray is so important. So spritzing your face throughout the day. But again, once your makeup's done, spritz your face with a setting spray. And then just give your bridesmaids a mini bottle. Most of our setting sprays do come in mini travel sizes too. So give your bridesmaids or whoever, one of your friends, a little bottle. And just every few hours, it's their responsibility. It's what bridesmaids are for, guys. Every few hours, just say, they need to come up to you and say, oh, need a bit of setting spray. Oh, let me check your lip. Oh, and here's a drink at the same time. So, don't be afraid to ask your bridesmaids to do that, because you can rely on them. That's why they're your bridesmaids. But yeah, setting spray is key. And if you've done the prep work, everything else will sit in place really well.
So choosing a bridesmaid who has your back when it comes to makeup and beauty.
Definitely.
And that they can fill their clutch, because you're not going to have a bag. Get them to fill their clutch with all of the kind of touch-up things that you need.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Now on to our fifth piece of advice, fragrance. Talk to me about your fragrance advice.
So I love fragrance. I actually feel that it's only the past couple of years that I've really started to understand the intricacies of fragrance, because there's so much. My bit of advice for your wedding fragrance is to remember that fragrance is something that every time you smell it, you're going to remember that amazing, amazing day. So go for something, firstly, that you really love, because it is going to evoke that memory. And I actually went fragrance shopping because I didn't want to wear the same fragrance that I always wore. because I was like, well, that's my everyday fragrance. I really love it. But how nice is it to have something special? And if you are a mother of a bride or a bridesmaid to be or a sister, whatever, who wants to get something for your bride to be, take them fragrance shopping. It's
love
so good. Yeah. I mean, it's gorgeous. It's such an experience, one that you'll never forget. It's a beautiful present. You know, and what I did was I actually went to Selfridges because they have an amazing fragrance haul, and just sprayed it on loads of different blotters that they give you, took them home with me and laid them all out on a piece of paper. And then the next day smelt them. And I smelt them every day for a week to see how long it would last as well.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because I think that you want your fragrance to really last as well, because a lot of fragrances don't last that well, but you want it to last all day. So I did that. And it was when I was really sure that we went back and bought it. It's also a really nice anniversary present going forward as well. It's every year you give your partner or they give you that bottle of fragrance.
Oh, Lise, you've thought this through.
Well, Theo's never done that, actually. I don't even know if he knew what I wore on my day.
But if he's listening now, Theo, you need to get Lisa her fragrance every anniversary from now on. And there's one coming up. So there you go. That is your present sorted. Oh, amazing. Thank you for sharing those, Lise. They were brilliant. So much good advice in there. But actually, before I let you leave, we do have our final question. So we finish each episode with your biggest beauty blunder. So this doesn't have to be bridal. This can be any time. What is your biggest beauty blunder?
So I'm actually going to put this out there that I don't necessarily believe that anything that you've done in the past beauty related is necessarily a mistake when it comes to makeup. Because actually we go through phases of what we like, what we don't like. And you might look back at pictures and think, what the hell was I thinking? But then you felt great, you know? We've all probably done the old fake tan ones where you've got too much tan on, all that kind of thing. I would say that if I had to look at a bit of makeup that I was like, why did I do that? But like I say, at the time it felt great, was I used to wear like a really dark brown lipstick, but I'd put it on my cheeks as blush and like on my eyes too. And it sounds like it could be quite cool. It's not, particularly when you wear it with, I had like velvet brown leggings, cherry red Dr. Martens, and some sort of leather jacket. I mean,
this sounds like an amazing look, Lise. I think you should bring this back.
I could bring that back, but that's the one picture that I look back at and think, what the hell were you thinking? But yeah, I think because I've been a makeup artist for so long as well, I haven't had any huge blunders. I'll probably think of one as soon as I get off here. What's yours?
Oh, so many. Definitely brows. I plucked not only my brows, to my friends at the time's parents' horror, I used to pluck their brows and think that I was like the brow artist of the group. So I plucked them to like where my iris is from there
to
there.
What?
And it was my sister's friend who told me I needed to stop plucking my eyebrows.
What's her name? Because like I really want to give her a hug.
Kim, my sister's friend Kim.
Kim, thank you, because Joni's eyebrows are some of the best in the game. So, you know. Jules, can I just say one bit of advice that actually is nothing to do with makeup or skincare that I would advise every single person getting married to do?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Have a videographer over a photographer. I think I told you that, didn't I?
Yeah, you told me, because we have a friend who didn't have a videographer and she regretted it, didn't she?
Yeah. Do you know, like, honestly, I don't know many people that have like the 300 wedding pictures they get back all over their walls. You might have one or two, you know, but a video is so important to capture all the moments and all the stuff that you don't see. The energy of it, the excitement of your guests, the fun, the tears, the all of it. And you can look back at that for the rest of your life. So if you're getting married and you haven't got a videographer, please do.
That is such a good piece of advice, though. Such a good piece of advice. Because I know a few people who have chosen to prioritize other things. And I would agree that you can, you know, play around with your budget to put money aside for that, because it's worth it.
Yeah, and you know, we had two. We had a friend who was a director, so he did the main one. But we also did this thing where we just hired some video cameras and gave one to the head bridesmaid, one to the head like best man, and then they passed it around throughout the day.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, no one needs to see that video. That, I mean, honestly, like there were people in their pants. We had a swimming pool, so there was it was chaotic, but hilarious. So
your wedding just sounds like so much fun.
Well, I haven't got long to the party, Jolie. I haven't got long, so don't worry. Coming back.
Oh, well, I mean, that sounds amazing. And yeah, brilliant advice to end on as well. Is there anything else, Lise? Have you got any other gems up your sleeve?
Do you know, actually, I'll be here all day. Actually, I would say when you're doing your wedding makeup, whether you are doing it on yourself or having a trial, wear white or the colour that's nearest to your wedding dress or suit, whatever you're wearing. Take a bit of the fabric if you can, because it looks, say you've got a black t-shirt on, you do your makeup, looks completely different when you've got the colour of your dress on. And my other bit of advice is if you're lucky enough to have your mum with you, then do her makeup first. Get her makeup done, because honestly, they will be the most stressed person in the room, and then you can just send them off to go and do little jobs that you need them to do, and they don't stress you out. So mum's first.
And Lisa, you did my mum's makeup on my wedding day in the UK, and she has never stopped talking about it.
Oh, wow. And then we got her out of the room pouring her champagne, I think. So
yeah. Give Subo champagne and she's happy.
Exactly. We love Sue.
We love Sue. On that note, hi, Sue. Thanks for listening. And yeah, thank you everyone else for listening too. And Lisa, thank you so much for your amazing advice.
Thanks for having me.
You could probably tell Lisa Potter Dixon and I are old friends. So it was brilliant to spend time chatting with her as always. And she is a goldmine of great tips and advice. So I hope it's been useful. I look forward to seeing you next time when we'll get wedding beauty tips from model Portia Freeman.
It's just really magical. I've got goosebumps just thinking about it. So it's the bank holiday weekend in August. All of our friends and family came down and we had like a 3-day extravaganza.
Until then, please like and share Grazia Beauty Life Lessons in your podcast player. And spread the word, especially if you know someone who's got their wedding day coming up. See you next time.